Democrats have previously introduced a ban on bump stocks and a so-called red flag bill to allow seizure of guns from potentially violent people. But this new bill was sponsored by Republican Representative Mike Henney, and it does those things, plus bans armor-piercing ammo and requires better tracking of gun purchases. While the Democrat-backed bills haven't moved, Henney's bill was introduced Friday and has already had its first hearing.
We're trying to get guns out of the people who are not in their right mind. That's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to impede on anyone's Second Amendment rights.
One supporter of the bill is Fred Guttenberg, the father of 17-year-old Jamie, one of the students killed in the school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
My daughter was gunned down while running down a hallway. She was one of 17 killed that day, and 17 others were seriously injured.
Guttenberg met with Governor John Kasich, who supports this bill, before the hearing. Kasich announced his support for these regulations last month, which was a change for a governor who had signed every gun law expansion that had crossed his desk during his time in office. Meanwhile, hearings on another gun bill that has more Republican support was heard for the fourth time in House and Senate committees. The Stand Your Ground bill makes it easier to use lethal force as self-defense. Doug Deacon, coordinator for Ohioans for Concealed Carry, supports that bill, but he opposes this kind of red flag bill.
The idea that you could have a hearing where someone is not present to confront confront their own accuser and yet can lose a constitutionally enumerated right is simply unacceptable.
Deacon blasts Henney and Kasich, both of whom are term limited, for playing politics.
This is nothing more than self-serving on the governor's part. It's all about his own political ambitions. It has nothing to do with legislation, good, bad, or indifferent here in Ohio. He doesn't care about the rights of Ohioans. This is nothing more than John Kasich's ambitions written on a piece of legislation that Mike Henney couldn't even find one person. None of the other 98 people in the House of Representatives are on board with him on this, and that tells you everything you need to know about what's happening. It's just political theater.
Many Democratic lawmakers are on record for wanting more gun restrictions, but many more Republicans in the legislature, especially those who are running in primaries, are not eager to support restrictions. When asked about why more people in his own party are not joining him in backing the bill, Kasich responds this way.
But I'm sort of sick and tired of talking about Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives. I'm interested in people who are objective and who can be rational as they make decisions about this or any other issue. Do I think there are people here, enough people here to pass something? I do. And we're not, you know, the legislative schedule means nothing to me. It can always come back. There's no like, well, we got this clock ticking down and that's the end of it. It is not the end of it.
Kasich says Ohio could be a model for the country if it took action on Henney's bill. And he's also said he won't sign the Stand Your Ground bill if it passes. In the end, neither bill was voted out of committee this time. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.